Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
主人兄弟兄姐平安。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Thank you. Today is an exciting day at East Valley because later in the service, we will be ordaining a new elder.
今天在东安市教会是一个很通欢喜又兴奋的日子，因为较等下咱要为着新的新长老来按立。
And we will be installing two new deacons.
咱也要设立两位新的执事。
And we will be spending some time praying over all of 2024's new leadership.
接下嘛要为着2024年的中执团队来献上祷告。
It is a great privilege for me to be involved in these important ceremonies.
哎，当参与伫遮个重要的事工，对我来讲是非常有意义、佮光彩的事。
As it is to deliver this message for this new year, for the first Sunday of 2024.
伫新年的这个头一个主日，要来主持联合崇拜时。
The last time I spoke for a combined service was for Thanksgiving last year.
啊，我想起。第顶一摆，我主理联合主理崇拜是伫旧年的感恩节。
In that message, I spoke on the importance of prayer.
迄日我所分享的主题是祈祷的重要。
About how the battle is either won or lost by our willingness to prioritize prayer in our lives.
当中我提起一场战争的输还是赢，关键是伫咱是毋是将祈祷。
Do any of you remember that message? Please give me a little nod.
Right.
As that was important, the battles on the ground are, that's all the things that we face day to day that we can see. It is the battle on the hill, lifting our hands in prayer, that ultimately makes the difference.
不管咱大致所面对的是虾米款的艰苦，还是讲挑战，真要紧的，就是咱会当举起咱基督的手，这才是会当改变结果的一个闭关。
Well, today I will be preaching on another spiritual discipline.
今日我伫遮要甲大家分享另外一个灵命的操练。
As I consider what topic to speak on that would encourage all of us.As we began this new year, I felt led to the topic of Scripture.
当我在思考伫这个新的一年开始，用什么款的主题来甲大家互相勉励圣经的教导就出现伫我的头壳内。
Just as it is important for Christians to pray, we must also plant our lives firmly on the Word of God.
不对，基督对基督徒来讲非常的要紧。同款，咱的确爱个是定睛伫上帝的话。
But today's message is not only a reminder to read and to understand the Word of God.
我今仔日唔是单单要伫遮来提醒大家，要好好研读上帝的话语。
It is a call to action, commanded by none other.Than our Lord Jesus Christ.
更加意爱的是，咱拢通实际行动伫咱的行罪顶面。
I have divided today's message into three sections.
我将今仔日的信息分作三个段落。
First, the wise men.
他其实第一个是聪明的人。
The second is the foolish man.
第二部分是讲到愚公的人。
And third is the authority of Jesus.
第三部分是要提到。
Part 1, the wise men.
第一部分，聪明的人。
Today's passage is the conclusion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
今天我们所读的这个经文是主耶稣在登山部分那个山仑教导百姓的结论。
He ends with a parable that has become well known and well studied in Christian circles.
最后讲的这个比喻，真侪是这基督徒拢真熟的一个故事。
The illustration is so elegant, and the lesson is so simple that this is a staple for children's Sunday school as well.
这个比如的教导真正清楚啊啊简单，所以咱嘛常常会伫儿童主日学来讲起。
As we approach this well-known parable this morning, may the Holy Spirit give us a fresh perspective and fresh eyes to see its powerful truths.
当咱今早起要过一摆来探讨这个比如的时，求圣灵也使咱有新的眼光来看出伊真实的意义。
The topic of today's message is foundations.
今仔日的主题是根基。
And the question Jesus is asking us is, what will you build your life upon?
主要所提的问题是，你的生命要起坐在什么样的根基上面？
To answer this question, Jesus uses a simple story to illustrate the point. Two men building houses.
主要所用一个简单的故事来指出它的重点。这个故事提到两种人所起的厝。
Now this isn't some random arbitrary story that Jesus is pulling out of thin air.
但注意，这不是耶稣凊彩编的故事。
Let us remember, Jesus grew up as a carpenter's son.
咱爱会记的哈，咱拢知主耶稣伊地面上的老爸约瑟是一个木匠。
He received training from his earthly father Joseph, so he would be familiar with the building techniques of his time.
当然，伊细汉的时阵就有受过相当的训练，伊也非常了解当时起厝的迄种技术。
The person in my life that I would consider to be the most crafty is someone who is an engineer by trade. It's my father-in-law.
在我的生命当中，我感觉对我来讲是真有这种技术性的才华的人，是我的丈人爸。
I remember when I started to date my then, my now wife Stephanie. When we were still dating, I was impressed by all the different things that he built that was around the house.
当我也搁在看我的太太的交往的时阵，我就真。看到伊厝内所做的一挂机械的物件，吼，拢真印象真深。
Yeah, he built something that attaches to the ping pong table, so he can practice all by himself. He doesn't have to find somebody else to play with him.
伊甚至做一个机械会当伊家己就会当拍乒乓，唔免找另外一个对手来甲伊拍，伊直接就会当安尼拍。
In their lovely garden, he's built up many things to protect the beautiful fruit that grows every season, and also to protect against all the pests that want to come enjoy it before we do.
在伊的花园内面，伊嘛用真侪不共款的机构，底下来会当防止动物来给伊食下遐水果。
So perhaps you also know someone who is really good at building things that has a of knowledge and also has a lot of practice in these things.
可能你在你的生命当中，你嘛有熟悉这款的人哈，因为对某一种方面的技术有真好的才华。
As I look out, perhaps some of you have crafted things for your own gardens to protect it.
其实我嘛看恁当中有一挂人，因家己真手啊真巧啊，真会向做无同款的机构来坑在因的花园内面。
So this is my point. People like perhaps you and my father-in-law, he knows his stuff when it comes to building. And so did Jesus when he told this parable about building houses.
我的意思就是讲，就像咱生命当中熟悉的一挂足有技术的人啊，因同款主耶稣基督。伊也是对伊所要讲的这个例，伊讲的这个起初的例，伊也是真内行。
Let us also consider the location of the parable. Jesus' story is a specific reference to his geographic surroundings.
佮另外一方面咱也爱考虑到当地的地理的环境哈。主要说伊所讲的这个例。就是发生在因迄个当地所在的环境，哎，变化，有真侪无同款的影响。
The Sermon on the Mount was preached near the Sea of Galilee. And so the details concerning the weather and the flooding was not a hypothetical situation. They were real life circumstances that his listeners were familiar with.
主要所讲到迄个山仑啊，是真瓦滚加利利海啊，气候的变化哈，啊是当地环境的这几个诶影响，拢是当地人因真熟悉诶真熟诶一个环境的对啊。
There's also another detail that I learned as I was researching this passage. The sand along the seashore of the Sea of Galilee was something called alluvial sand.
当我伫准备这篇信息的时，我阁发现到一个细节，就是伫遐的海边的山叫做冲积山。
Now, this type of sand is different from the loose sand that you would find along the coast of California.
啊，这种山呢，甲咱平常时咱伫这南加海边啊看的这种松松的沙土沙无啥共款。
Alluvial sand is made out of a denser clay with larger particles of sand. It formed a hard surface, particularly in the hot summer months.
冲积山呢，伊是对一种较黏、较杂的土粉吼来形成的啊。伊特别是到热天的时阵，伊的表面呢结作真硬的一个土面。
So the temptation to build on this seemingly stable ground becomes more understandable.
So, we can imagine how those people would possibly want to build a house on this kind of sand.
So, let's get into the passage, reading now from verses 24 to 25.
Let's go back to the verse 24 to 25.
Jesus says, "Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on a rock."
所以，既然听我这话来行的，被批评地势的人，起伊的厝伫石板顶，雨落大水高，风吹强着迄间厝。也袂倒，因为地基伫白石板顶。
Right off the bat, Jesus gives us the application point. Not just for this passage, but for the Sermon on the Mount as a whole. This is the ultimate application point.
随时耶稣就教咱怎样来应用，唔仅是针针对伫这个比喻，甚至是对规段的这个登山部分的教训，这就是如何应用上要紧的重点。
Jesus is saying the divine, perfect words that I speak to you, that I'm teaching you, put these things into practice.
耶稣讲，对我嘴讲出来这的纯洁、佮纯全的话，恁就爱去行。
To put it another way.Do not be hearers of the word simply, but be doers of the word.
我一句话讲，真简单，就是听探这个道理了后，你不是干那听，做一个会听的人以外，你来个起来，会当做，行出来。
It is the doing of God's word that provides true security and stability in our lives. This is how we withstand.The perilous circumstances of life.
会当将耶稣的教导实行出来，这才是上安全、搁定着的方法，也保证咱会当赢过人生路程中的艰难。
And so, putting Jesus' word into action is like what? A wise man who built his house upon the rock.
所以，遵探耶稣的话，搁起来行，是什么意思呢？就亲像迄个聪明的人将厝起伫石板顶。
Heavy rains and powerful winds was typical weather around the Sea of Galilee. And when the winter rains came to that region, the water from the sea would overflow its banks and flood into the region.
透风落雨是家里离海边无不时会拄到的，尤其到寒天落雨的落雨季节，大雨若来，常常水就淹过迄个海岸，积水伫海边的街路。
So those who were wise knew that they had to dig deep, sometimes up to 10 feet below the alluvial sand to reach bedrock.
So, 聪明的人起初的时，因会掘到深深深，有时甚至爱超过十英尺以上，才有法度透过迄个冲击刷迄个黏土的迄个土面，啊，会当。弄到到迄个上帝的迄个坚固的石板。
It would be there, that deep place below the surface, that the wise man would establish the foundation of his house.
也是伫即个上深上深的所在，上坚固的即个地基啊，聪明的人因会将因的厝起住即种地基顶端。
Now notice, Jesus says nothing about the quality of the actual build, except for the choice of foundation.
咱有注意吼，伫遮耶稣并无讲起厝的材料，伊所提到的只是地基的选择。
Why? Because that's the first and most important decision when it comes to building the house. The foundation is key.
为什么呢？因为基础第一要紧的是迄个房地基。
That no matter what material the man then chooses to build the rest of his house, the part that we can see, it was the foundation deep down underground that meant the most.
无管咱的厝是要用什么款的材料去起造，上第一要注意的是这个地基。
Any house built within the vicinity of where Jesus was preaching this message would need to have a firm foundation to withstand the flooding and the harsh weather of that region.
So, in the Jesus that era, the people, they all know that only to build your house, no matter if you use what kind of material, you need to build on this kind of stone foundation.
And so the house of the wise man did not fall because it had its foundation on a rock.
So, 聪明人因的厝会当度过这种大风雨风吹雨墙总是因会当徛住无去互冲倒。
The same thing can be said for any one of us.Who hears these words of Jesus and then puts it into practice?
同样的道理啊，咱也当因为尊探主耶稣的吩咐，也教导，搁会当起来行。
But the parable does not end there. Let me read for us the rest of the story.
总是故事到这还未结束，咱做伙搁来读接续的故事。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
既然听我这话无行的，要批评戆人，去伊的厝伫山顶，雨落大水沟，风吹。想到那间厝就倒，搁伊的倒是上中。
The foolish man builds his house upon the sand.
戆人将伊的厝砌在迄种沙土顶。
He looks at the dense alluvial sand. Maybe he even bends down to touch the hard surface, and he concludes to himself, "Good enough. Let's get to building."
如果人当因看到这种沙土，甚至可能有那阿瑞去甲望看卖咧，未歹啊，不哩啊定啊，好啊，甲起落去。
There are many people who fall into this category, but I'm just going to address a few.
有足侪人就亲像这款这类的故宫的人啊，我提出几种。
The first are those who hear the teachings of Jesus and flat out reject it.
第一种是听到耶稣讲道理了后，直接就对心底来拒绝。
These are people that may feel threatened by the teachings of Jesus. Like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, these teachings of Jesus may undermine the way they perceive and live their life.
这款人，因感觉主耶稣所传讲的信息，和因有真大的威胁，就亲像经学书还是法利赛人，因感觉耶稣所讲的道理，妨害着因的生活方式，啊，甲因所信的。
They may even think that Jesus is disrespecting them. Doesn't Jesus know how hard I had to work to get here? Doesn't he know all the good things that I have done?
因甚至认为耶稣并不尊重因的地位还是背景。耶稣敢唔知影这经学书还是法利赛人，拢是受过特别的训练，才有通行到今仔日的地步。因敢唔知因做过偌济好事吗？
That's the first group. But here's another group. Others may passively reject Jesus' teaching, thinking it's limited and closed-minded. They may think, Jesus, that's a fine way to live life. But it's just one way amongst the many different ways to live life.
那那是一种。啊，还有一种人呢，是消极性的拒绝耶稣的教导，因认为耶稣所传讲的这种生活方式会受到真多的限制。虽然是未歹的生活方式，总是嘛只是生活方式的一种而已。
But however different these two people look on the surface, they're committing the exact same mistake, building their life on something other than the rock of Jesus Christ and His teaching.
不管这两类的人，表面上有什么款的不同，因都犯着同一个错误。因无将生命定根伫主耶稣的话语甲教导。
Whether it be the foundation of self-righteousness, or the idea that any foundation for this lifetime will do, both of these people are building their life upon the sand.
反正因是将因的生活，意义定根伫自我谦虚的根基，还是其他的根基。
Jesus has here drawn a dividing line between himself and any other foundation of this life, and those who choose the latter will expect doom.
主耶稣的教义甲其他的教义有真清楚的界线，无同款哈。咱若是选择后边的人啊，你的性命注定是会败坏的。
Whether it's human acclaim or achievement, worldly riches or self-righteousness, no matter how long these things stand in this lifetime, they will certainly fall in the next.
无论咱这款人伫世上因伫名声、地位、成就、财富等等，不管你伫这世上所积聚的，行到人生的路尾，拢要变做空空。
Now there's a third type of person that fits the profile of the foolish man.
伫耶稣的比喻当中，通称作是愚公的第三种人。
There are those people who hear the words of Jesus and they're nodding in agreement the whole time. They are blown away, amazed by its insight, and they're even eager to live the kingdom life that Jesus is describing. But ultimately, they fail to put it into practice.
这款人就是听了耶稣的教导，表面上嘛拢点头，哦，真同意。在那个时候亲像也真受感动，也发愿要来行做，总是到路尾因无真正提出行动。
However good these people's intentions are, they will suffer the same fate as those who flat out reject Jesus Christ.
不管因当初是毋是有预备做又好，啊，到尾也亲像遐个拒绝耶稣的人，无论因嘴内怎样来认同耶稣的教导，拢总无行动，就是无做到。
You can say you agree with Jesus all you want with your words, but it is your actions, obeying and putting the words of God into practice, that is what reveals where your heart actually stands.
无论嘴内伊是怎样诶认同耶稣诶教导，只有当你真正起来遵行去行做，才会当表明。
This truth reminds me of another parable. In Matthew 21, Jesus tells a simple story about a man who charges his two sons to work the family vineyard.
This parable makes me think of another story. It is recorded in Matthew 21, where it talks about a man who sends his two sons to work the vineyard.
His first son refuses initially, but later on, he gets to work.
伊先甲头一个讲，囝，你今仔去园内做园林做工，伊个囝头起先是讲我不爱去，总是后来伊后悔，就去了。
The father approaches his other son with the same task. In contrast, this son initially agrees excitedly, but at the end of the day.He doesn't do any work. He doesn't follow through. He doesn't show up.
老爸佫就跟另外一个后生，佮伊嘛安尼讲，后生初初是哦真兴奋嘛，佮伊讲好，我要去。确实无真正有行动，老爸无去。
Jesus ends the parable by asking a very simple question: Which of the two did what the father wanted?
所以耶稣在最后安尼问讲，倒一个囝才是尊探老爸吩咐的。
This isn't a trick question. The obvious answer is the correct one. Regardless of the initial answer that was given, it is the one who did what the father asked that did right, that did the right thing.
这个问题并未讲真歹回答，真明显的答案就是迄个起初。因讲伊无爱去，伊迄个后生，最后伊却去做迄个后生，第一个后生。
Actions, brothers and sisters, speak louder than words.
行动较赢过嘴讲。
Our actions, what we do, reveal what is deep inside our hearts.
咱的行动才是会当真正表明咱家己的心意。
I grieve for the people that I grew up with in church who are no longer following Jesus.
我时常为着遐，甲我细汉做伙伫教会大汉诶，青年，可是因已经拢离开教会啊，我来为因真艰苦心。
Can any of you relate?
恁身边敢有闻到即款人
？Do you know people who have declared their allegiance to God?But later on, maybe right now, have turned their back on him.
你敢有熟悉的人中，开嘴表明讲要跟随主耶稣，却是已经决心离开伊。
Do you have loved ones that have walked away from Jesus Christ?
你的亲人朋友当中，敢有人已经离开伊的信仰？
My prayer is that God, who is ever pursuing the lost,will soften their hearts and then draw them back to himself.
我的心意就是恳求天父，会当用伊无尽的疼来柔软因的心，带因倒转归向伊。
But how about ourselves, all of us here gathered today? Let's take some time right now to examine our own hearts.
要求咱家己咧，咱嘛来用几分钟的时间来审查咱家己的心。
Those of us that benefit from Christian community and regularly come out to Sunday service, are we putting into practice the teachings of Jesus Christ?
咱伫主日会当来到教会聚会，享受甲主内兄弟姊妹的交陪， 总是咱伫咱的平素的生活，敢有尊探耶稣的教导甲吩咐。
Jesus says earlier in Matthew chapter 7 that not all who declare Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of God.
主耶稣在马太福音七章二十一节讲，既然称呼我讲主啊、主啊的，无一尽当入天国，独独行我伫天灵的白的旨意的，才会。
Are we doing the will of God?
咱家己望一心肝问看卖咧，咱敢有尊探上帝的旨意
？Jesus ends the whole Sermon of the Mount with these words: "The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash."
主耶稣伫顶三部分这段记载的上尾安尼讲：雨落，大水搞，风吹迄间厝。强调那间厝就倒，佮伊的倒是上中。
That's it. No final encouragement to cap it off. No uplifting word, but just this warning for all of us.
干嘛呢？拢无结束的勉励，还是打气哦，就经过。
If you build your foundation on anything else other than Jesus,If you do not put his teachings into practice, you will not stand.
你若无定根伫主耶稣，若无将伊的教示实行出来，你就无法度通徛在。
Your life will come crashing down.
你的生活就变那亲像起伫山头顶的迄个厝一尽崩倒。
Perhaps not in this lifetime.But certainly on Judgment Day.
就算这个代志无发生伫这个世代，的确会发生伫主过来审判日。
Jesus alone provides the teaching that leads to eternal life. Only a genuine relationship with Him, as evidenced by us putting into practice His teachings, will save us on that day of judgment.
独独主耶稣的教导会带人到永远的活命，也独独甲主有亲密的交陪，佮将伊的教示照例来行，才有法度徛在面对审判迄日。
And what are the teachings of Jesus?
那安尼，耶稣的教导佮有甚物呢
？You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this is the conclusion to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. So let me just focus in.On the things he taught at on the sermon.
我一开始的时阵有讲，伊这个比如只是伊伫登山部分遐的规个教导的一个结论啊。咱即马阁话转来看，伊当初伫遐的其他的教训。
Please listen clearly as I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict each and every one of you of the ways that we fall short of the things that Jesus preached on the Mount.
请咱来注意听，哦，我伫遮主要就是要希望会当提出遮个教训教导啊，来提醒咱大家，互咱会当省察咱家己的生活。
Jesus says, "Be salt and light in the world." This means do not be ineffective for the kingdom of God.
耶稣讲，就做世上的光甲盐。意思就是讲，在上帝国中，咱唔通做迄个无路用的人。
Jesus says, "Anger is murder in your heart, so do not delay in reconciling any broken relationships in your life."
耶稣讲，你若紧紧受气，会败坏你的心，所以修补甲人的个好好的关系，唔通延迟。
Jesus says, "Lust."Is adultery of the heart. So we must cut this sin out of our lives.
耶稣嘛讲，既然有肉体私欲，就已经犯了奸淫，绝对要将这个罪给除去。
Jesus says, do not assign unequal weight to your words. So we must make every word count that comes out of our mouth.
主耶稣嘛讲，咱的讲话唔是爱袂当动头轻吼，是就是，唔是就讲唔是，逐句话拢遵守。
Jesus says, "Do not insist on your own rights, even when they are unfairly taken away." So this means for us that we must bless even those who aim to take advantage of us.
耶稣嘛讲，唔免想坚持家己的权力啊，就算互人骗也不要紧，甚至咱会当祝福迄个只要咱办理的人。
Jesus even goes to the point to say, "Love your enemies."
耶稣嘛甚至讲，你就请你的敌人。
Probably an important truth on this election year of
2024. 相款哈，咱今年因为进入这个选举的年，咱啊特别爱为着咱的对敌的对方，你无介意的迄个对敌，咱嘛爱特别爱。
Jesus says, practice the spiritual disciplines of giving to the poor, of praying, of fasting, and do this in secret for God alone and not for human praise.
伊嘛讲照顾帮赞送香的啊，大道敬家啊，伫暗经中来行罪。做好事是为着上帝的名，不是为着要让人看见咱，要来感恩而乐。
Jesus says, "Do not be a slave to money, property, or to any possessions, but to store up treasures in heaven."
伊嘛讲，唔通受着世上的财富来捆绑，变作钱奴才，反倒要积聚你的财富在天顶，大声求上帝的国。
Jesus says, "Do not judge others; rather, be humble and always address your own sins first."
咱也唔通论断人，反正就谦卑，先省察家己的罪。
Jesus says, "Forsake the wide road of choices that this world has to offer, and instead choose the narrow road of God's kingdom and His righteousness."
耶稣讲。你就弃舍世人所爱迄条跨过大条的路，选择会当通到上帝公义国度的迄条下路。
He also says, "Enter through the narrow gate of Jesus, saying yes to a personal relationship with Him and walking that narrow road of discipleship."
伊也特别交代，特别进入耶稣所指示的这个下路，你来接受伊。甲伊建立亲密的关系，跟对伊的脚步，做伊的学生。
All of these that I just read are the demands of the kingdom of God, the standard of a higher righteousness that God expects His people to live out in and through a genuine relationship with our Lord and Savior.
这些拢是要进入上帝国的条件。也是上帝对伊的选民的要求，就是会当真实活出迄个圣子耶稣的款式。
May we take seriously the command to put Jesus' words into action.
希望咱拢通会当遵守遮的教导，啊，会当真正实践伫咱的生活当中。
After Jesus' epic sermon.Matthew concludes with an observation concerning the authority of Jesus.
当耶稣讲了啊，马太观察到一个现象，是关系到耶稣的权柄。
Reading from verses 28 and 29, when Jesus had finished saying these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers.Of the law.
在经文28节遐啊记载，耶稣讲这个话说，众人真奇怪伊的教示，因为伊教示人亲像许有关联的人，无亲像因的经学书。
Matthew closes this out with the people's reaction to Jesus' sermon.
马太描写众人的反应来结束这段经文。
And what was the verdict?Jesus was a hit. The crowds were wowed by his teachings, blown away by both the content and the delivery of his message.
结论是啥物呢？耶稣真正开了大人的眼界，大家目睭拢铁金金，因为伊的教示真正是甲一般的文书还是法利赛人完全无同。
Exactly. In contrast to the Pharisees and the other religious leaders, the people recognize that Jesus spoke with an authority that they have never experienced before.
就甲迄当时的文书也是法利赛人无共款的，伊的话语是带着光明，是因将来毋捌听过。
Jesus wasn't citing early authorities or contemporary teachers.But he was teaching as one who was given the right to speak the very words of God. In Jesus, God has spoken to us, his creation, in a brand new way.
借着耶稣，上帝是用一种全新的口气来对伊所创造的人类来讲话。
For Jesus is God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity, Messiah, King, and the Living Word.
因为耶稣就是天父的化身，是三位一体的第二位，是弥赛亚君王，也是永活的道。
Jesus' authority comes from within himself. It comes from who he is.
他的关联就是对这的身份真自然来流露。
So what does this Jesus' authority mean for us? How do we then apply this truth to our lives?
那这样耶稣的关联对我们有什么意义呢？我们就怎样来应用在我们的人生？
First,We must recognize his authority.
首先，咱就爱承认伊的权柄。
We must believe that his teaching is not simply one amongst other opinions that are out there.
咱得相信伊的教导、伊的道理，甲一般人的真无共款。
Jesus' teaching is 100% correct 100% of the time.No human wisdom, including our own, comes close. In fact, brothers and sisters, we should measure all other teachings against the divine word of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的教导是百分之百的正确，阁是百分之百的着实。世上人的财物，无人会当通相比。事实上，咱世间人的一寡道理，会当讲是甲伊所讲的是真无共款的。
We must first recognize the authority of Jesus if we are to then live out those words.
伊的观点啊，咱若要尊叹伊的吩咐，咱大声的爱先承认伊的观点。
However, it is not enough just to recognize his authority. We must then submit ourselves.I want you to know this detail. Though the crowds were amazed by Jesus' teaching, wow, what an amazing teaching, Jesus! Many walked away and would never follow him.
咱注意一个细节，在迄个时阵，有真侪人在听伊的教训，侪侪人拢感觉真稀奇。总是不是每个人都可以尊叹他所教示的。
Jesus knows our human heart, and that's why he ends his sermon on the mount the way he does.
耶稣非常了解我们人的软弱，我们的心态，所以这也是他刷尾的这个比如的用意。
Being impressed by Jesus isn't enough. Having a high view of his teachingsDoesn't save us.
对耶稣的印象真深也无够，甚至你尊重伊的教导嘛，未当完全救咱。
We must listen and obey. We must submit to all his standards and demands and requirements on our lives.
咱就听，就遵守，咱就顺服伫伊的标准甲要求。
We must put into practice these words of life that He speaks to us.
搁着将伊的话实践伫咱的生活当中。
This is what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom.
这才会当称作上帝的子民。
This is the narrow road of discipleship.
这是一条真多门徒所爱行的一条的路。
This is what a true relationship with Jesus Christ looks like.
所以当咱若甲主耶稣基督有真实佮亲密的关系时，就差亲像安尼。
And this is the only way to stay standing come judgment day.
佮当末后审判时，咱嘛通好安尼来徛在来面对。
May God's divine grace.And His mercy be upon all of us as we begin this new year. Let me pray. Father God, we give you praise and glory. Father, it is magnificent what you reveal to us through your word. You are creator.You are Redeemer. You are Provider. What a magnificent thing it is to gather together, to worship your name together, and to receive your word. But Father, we take your warning, the warning of Jesus, to heart. Father, it is not enough to be impressed, to be wowed and amazed by your teaching. But Jesus himself says,The difference is whether or not we will live them out. Whether or not we will submit to it as authority from above. Whether or not we will deny ourselves and our own earthly and fleshly wisdom and follow the way of Jesus, however difficult it is. So Father, we pray for your grace and mercy. There is no way we can live up to these standards ourselves.But the good news of Jesus is not only that we are rescued from our sins. The good news is also that you have given us the Holy Spirit that continuously molds us into the image of Jesus. As you continue to cut away and remove those aspects of our lives that are sinful, that are fleshly,that are not of you. Father, at the same time, you're molding us, like the song we sang earlier, into the image of Jesus. Like clay in a potter's hand, you are making us a beautiful thing. That when the world sees us, they will see our flaws, but they will see your glory shining through it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.